This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. South Korea says it's held talks in the city of Busan with a top Chinese diplomat, Yang Jiechi, a member of the Communist Party Politburo. Centered on trade, denuclearization, and the response to the coronavirus, the talks involved the first South Korean visit by a high-level Beijing official since the pandemic erupted in China late last year. The two countries resumed exchanges last month when Seoul sent a ranking diplomat to China for a bilateral economic meeting. The United States says it is suspending military cooperation with the West African nation of Mali in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. The ousting of Keïta early this week has dismayed Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the former French colony, which is already battling a militant Islamist threat. The U.S. has been providing training to soldiers in Mali, apparently including several of the officers who led the coup, which has been celebrated by crowds in the streets of the capital, Bamako. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny arrived in Berlin today after being flown from Siberia aboard an ambulance aircraft. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were responding to the request of his wife and others, who said the hospital treating Navalny was badly equipped. The 44-year-old activist, a longtime campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed to have been laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, and after Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. The group of Navalny's allies that arranged the flight says his condition is worsening. Two tropical storms forecast to become hurricanes early next week are headed for the Gulf of Mexico coast of the United States and will spin over the Gulf's warm waters at the same time. It is a rare event that could cause massive damage as the storms make landfall. This is VOA News. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council today welcomed a ceasefire announcement in Libya and called on all parties to adhere to it. The aim, said the council, is to reach a permanent and comprehensive solution to the fighting in the North African nation. Libya's internationally recognized government in Tripoli announced the ceasefire yesterday, and the leader of a rival parliament in eastern Libya also appealed for a halt to hostilities. Here in the U.S., the House of Representatives is holding a rare Saturday vote today to address the issue of mail deliveries and the threat of presidential election mail-in vote disruptions. The Democratic House majority is pushing for $25 billion to shore up the Postal Service operations in advance of the November balloting. But the bill is certain to face resistance in the Republican-controlled Senate. The background for all this, President Donald Trump's outspoken opposition to universal mail-in voting. Hundreds of wildfires burning across central and northern California have more than doubled in size, becoming some of the largest in state history and threatening small towns in the path of the flames. Six people have been killed. The conflagrations, which have broken out over the past week, have blackened an area larger than the U.S. state of Rhode Island and destroyed more than 500 homes and other structures. In addition to the fatalities, firefighters and civilians have been injured in the dozens. California Governor Gavin Newsom says crews are fighting more than 550 fires, many of them sparked by lightning. Resources are said to be at the breaking point, and Newsom is appealing for help from as far away as Australia. South Africa's confirmed COVID-19 cases today surpassed 600,000, the highest number on the African continent. Despite imposing one of the world's toughest lockdowns at the end of March, when it had only a few hundred cases, South Africa has seen an explosion of the virus. The South Africa figures come from Johns Hopkins University, some 603,000 infections and close to 13,000 deaths. The worldwide COVID numbers are closing in on 23 million cases and 800,000 lives lost. Here in the U.S., 5.6 million people have fallen ill, while the virus has killed 175,000. In Brazil, the death toll has risen above 112,000, second only to the U.S., with a case count of 3.5 million. The hardest hit city is Manaus, which has lost 23,000 lives to the virus. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has refused to support lockdowns aimed at stemming the spread of the disease. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, reported 13 new coronavirus deaths in the latest 24-hour period, but health authorities say new infections in the hotspot remain below 200 for the second consecutive day. Australia has seen 24,600 COVID cases with a loss of 485 lives. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.